As a creature of habit, I got to get used to having a deacon up here.
All right now. All
right. It is a blessing.
Yeah.
A great blessing.
Amen.
What a great blessing we have to have a deacon in our church and to have him minister with us and proclaim the gospel of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Join me in prayer this morning that God will anoint this word that's already been proclaimed. And it will be unto what God desires, what God desires to be heard for his people, that the flesh may yield to the Spirit of God.
Yes, yes.
We are just flesh, earthen vessels. But loving God, you can anoint us and fill us with your Spirit, that your word may be proclaimed and preached as you desire, that somebody might know the love that comes from you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Today the church celebrates the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And theologians and spiritual writers have been trying to figure out what that means. But eye is not seen, ear is not heard. For God's ways are not our ways.
Come on, man.
God's thoughts are not our thoughts. No person can understand the fullness of God. We do believe there is one God.
Yes.
And that one God is revealed to us as Father, Son, and Spirit.
Come on now.
It marks us, doesn't it?
Yes.
When we are baptized one time, water, either you're dunked or poured, and you're baptized how? In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And when your season ends, one day it will, when God calls you home, whether you're prepared or not, we go forth in the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Mass began today with calling upon God's name. And every time on Sunday, we say, I believe. And so this day is something that's so important because it really sets apart who we are as a Christian people. Amen?
Amen.
We also, on this third Sunday of June, remember our fathers. Father's Day. And how important this day is in our nation, in our world, in our church. To my brothers who are fathers and grandfathers and godfathers and uncles and all kinds of spiritual gifts, with the fathers of our church, stand. All the fathers in church, stand up. All the fathers in church, stand up. All the fathers in church, thank you, men. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And this Tuesday, I celebrate 8 years as your spiritual father. I thank God for you.
Yes, yes, amen.
8 years. 2 terms. It's hard to imagine, but it's been 8 years. June 18th, when I stepped here as your pastor. So I thank my God today for what God has done. Amen. 2-term president. 2 terms. 2 terms. I want to preach today around the theme of the best man.
Come on, man.
The best man. You know, we've all been to weddings. And one of the roles at a wedding is the best man. And it's 3 aspects of that role I want to preach about today. Amen?
Amen.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
It's what I prepare, so it's got to be okay.
Amen.
You need to go to somebody's house and say, what you got for dinner? We got chicken. I don't want chicken. Well, guess what? You having chicken. The first part of being the best man is the best man is chosen. chosen. Nobody says, hey, 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 I want to be your best man. No, the best man is a chosen role.
Come on.
Whether it is your brother, the brother of your wife to be, a good friend from college or grade school, you choose your best man.
Come on now.
And this word today is not just for the men of our church. I'm going to try to apply it to all God's people. You've been chosen. God has chosen you. Sometimes we play the spiritual life in a very diminished way. God can't find anything good about me.
Come on.
God made you. God fashioned you. God created you just as you are.
Yeah.
And God makes no mistakes.
Come on now.
Chosen. My one niece, she tries her best to sing, look, and act like Beyonce. I said, Aaliyah, God made one Beyonce and it ain't you. But don't be Beyonce. Be you.
Yes.
For God has chosen you and chosen you for greatness. The best man is a chosen role, church. And the word of God today on Trinity Sunday, we hear in John 16, the gospel our deacon read so well today. I will take what is mine, Jesus says, and declare it unto you. I've chosen you to be part of my squad, my relationship, my community. God has chosen you, church. You have a role to play. God wants you in his life.
Yes.
God says, when I made you,
come on.
I was having a good day.
Yeah, amen.
I made you. I often would say to my mom, Mom, am I your favorite? She would say, Stephen, what do you think? I am her favorite. So is Trudy, Mary, Michael, Alice, Vance, the whole bit. But I believe my mom loved me to death. How could she not? Chosen. Chosen by God. I will declare what is mine and hand it on to you. John 16. The second role of being the best man is the position he takes up. Stay with me. The best man stands usually right here, next to the groom.
Come on now.
If Jesus Christ is the bridegroom of the church, where do you think your position should be?
Come on. Yeah, next to him.
If you're chosen, you take up a spiritual posture, a position in God's life and in God's church. No best man stands way back there. If you're gonna be a best man, you gotta stand next to the groom. What is your spiritual position? Do you come to God when you need something? Like it's a transaction, a quid pro quo kind of thing? I'm broke, I need you. My wife caught me. I need you. I'm sick. I need you. I'm jammed up financially. I need you. But are you on a regular with God?
Come on now.
In a regular relationship and positioning of yourself with Christ. Where is your position, church? In Proverbs, my sister read well today, the wisdom of God says, I made all this.
Come on.
It's God who made all this. It's God who woke you up this morning. It's God who keeps you where you are. It is God who gives all the glory, all the honor, all the praise.
Yeah, yeah.
We think sometimes in our arrogance, you didn't make anything. Tell that to the man who occupies the White House today. You made nothing. It's all grace, all mercy, and your daddy who gave you a startup gift. No one's a self-made man. And I was beside him as his craftsman, playing before him all the while. This piece of scripture from the wisdom treasure of our church is speaking in poetry about God and God creating the world. Can you imagine God doing what God did to make the water and the moon and the stars, the earth, wind, and fire? And right beside, it's my boy. I took my son to work. My father passed when I was 13. Like many men of that era, that great generation, he'd be in his 90s now if he were still living. If I'm 50, he had me at 45, be 95 years old. That great generation. No doubt he worked hard. No doubt he never stayed home, watched TV. The Navy Yard every day. Drove that yellow cab to provide for his children. I never experienced being homeless or hungry. I have no category for that. He provided, church. But I wish he would have taken me to church. I wish he would have thrown a ball at me. I wish he would have talked to me about growing up. What happens to your body when you're a teenager? I wish he would have just told me, I love you. We've trained men to be so fake in masculinity that our boys and girls are thirsting for love. A fake masculinity. Who says you can't say, I love you? I wish I could have been beside him. I can't change what happened so many years ago, but I'm trying to be the best man I can be. To show love, to show concern, to be present, even when I might leave a little bit early. I know y'all talk about me leaving early, don't I? But I showed up. I was beside him, and he made the world. What is our position? Are we beside the Lord through it all? My third and final part about being the best man is the speech you give at the reception. Not everybody can preach. That may not be your ministry. We must learn to do our ministry and not just somebody else's ministry. Sometimes you spend so much time worrying about what you got in your bag. Don't mind my bag. Do your ministry. Do your ministry. Find out what your gift is and do it. Some of us are trying so hard to do somebody else's ministry. Do your ministry. Do your ministry. Do your ministry. Some folks work very well by themselves. Some folks work very well in groups. I'm looking at the sky because I don't want to convict anybody this morning. Some folks are natural born leaders. Some folks are not. Do your ministry. Do your ministry. But everyone should be able to testify. If you are growing in Christ, you should be able to testify on what God has done for you. Y'all ain't with me. It's all right. Keep on preaching. Y'all ain't with me. You see, this may not be where you preach, but do you give a testimony at your job? A testimony when you're driving? A testimony with your friends? Do you tell somebody what Jesus has done for you? Do you testify? Do you testify? You see, maybe my best man ain't called to preach, but he knows me well enough to talk about what kind of man I am at the wedding reception. Do you know Jesus well enough to give a speech at the wedding reception? Have you learned him enough? You see, my best man says, you know, Steve used to be. I tell you, man, the brother's loyal. Steve used to be. But he's generous. Steve used to be. But I tell you one thing. When he says he's going to do something, it's going to get done. You see, that's what I mean. The best man gives a testimony, a word about what he knows about the groom. If you've been in the school of Jesus, are you ready to give your speech in your ministry, in your lane? What God has done for me. I know I ain't what I should be. I know I ain't what I could be. I know I ain't what I'm gonna be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be. I thank God, who knows what I'm talking about this morning? I thank God I ain't what I used to be. Who knows what I'm talking about? You better get up. I know. I used to be. I'm a different man today. Because that's what happens when the Holy Spirit and the Son and the Father come together in your life. We thank God. As Paul says today in Romans, we boast of our hope in the glory of God. Paul says, you're going to be a best man, best woman, best person to testify, to boast of the glory of God, because hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts in Christ Jesus. Oh, help me be the best man I can be. I can be. I can be the best man. I know Genuine sang it first, but guess what? The best man is chosen. Yes, sir. You tell somebody today, my pastor preached about I'm chosen. I have a position in Christ. And I got a word to say. And I ain't gonna stop until I speak my truth. But I need the men of our church to come up now. I need the men of our church, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, godpops, If God made you as man, come up. Come up at this altar rail. Come up. Take your position. Come up, come up, come up. You see, a real man prays. A real man only bows down to a higher power. A real man is able to find his position in church. Oh, thank God. The spirit of Herb Felder today comes over me. A man that I always said I wish he was my dad. Because Mr. Herb served to his dying day. And so many other men have shown us what Mr. Felder did. Real men pray. Real men go to church. Real men respect their women. Real men take care of their temple. You're not too tough to go to the doctor, my brothers. Real men can say, I'm sorry. Real men will admit their faults when they happen, and not just when I got caught. I know a friend of mine. He thought he only had one sister. Until his father told him yesterday, he has another sister. And never told anyone. And lived in secrecy all these years. And only reason why he announced this on Father's Day Eve was because she called him out, his daughter, and said, you're going to be my daddy. So many times we admit our faults, we get caught, as opposed to when we commit them. My brothers, we come before the Lord today on Father's Day. I'm weak. I can say it. I don't mind raising my hand and say, I'm a weak man. I need the Lord. I need support. I need God in my life. I'm not all God wants me to be yet. But I'm here. I'm here. And so today we ask our deacon, who is a father and a grandfather, to bless us now on Father's Day 2019, to help us be the best men that we can be. Everybody got blessed but you. Melvin Jr., come up here. Bless your father. Give him a hug. There you go. It's called payback. That's the weakest payback I've ever seen in my life. There we go. Amen. Amen. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, gentlemen. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day.